Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Just a reminder, if you haven't done so, please go to iTunes and leave some comments about the podcast if you like it. If you don't like it, then keep your mouth shut. No, the comments always help. Always great to get some nice reviews and comments out there. It helps spread the word. And please tell your friends about the podcast. We've been bringing some really great guests. Omarosa this week. It's Gary Busey. We had Alan Alda. We've got everybody across the board. We got some really great guests coming up across all different areas of entertainment and politics. So please spread the word. Leave a post. Say some nice things. We'd appreciate it. Before we get to my guest, just want to remind you of my one-man show, Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio at the Actors Temple Theater here in New York City, is up and running, and we're having some great shows. This past week, I had a 73-year-old woman, very lovely, looked like a, sort of a fairly wealthy woman, well-dressed, well-put-together, and turns out she does LSD and has been doing it since she was 18. The show's about everybody having a story, and she had a story, and when we talk, we connect, and turned out when she was 18, 19, and 20, she was living in California, and decided, she was doing LSD on a daily basis, and decided she bought 1,000 tabs of acid and was going to go to Mexico and transform people's lives in Mexico, because it was transforming her life, the LSD was. So she gets 1,000 tabs of acid, she goes to Mexico, and she realized, oh, wait, before they need acid, they probably need basic things like food and water because they were so poor. In fact, she said the water was so dirty, there was no water to, even if you wanted to take a sip of water after the acid, there was none. So this is a 73-year-old woman who literally looked like your grandmother. So come check out the show. There's a story in everybody, and we're having a great time talking to the audience, and the audience is giving some great, 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 great fun, amazing stories about themselves and their lives. Go to telecharge.com for tickets. Use the code PMFAN, PMFAN, and you get 50% off. You get half off. Really cool show that I'm really proud of, and people are really liking it because it's not just funny, but, you know, people are connecting, and there's some real human stories and stuff, not to get too kumbaya on you. But come check it out, telecharge.com for tickets. Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio. Use the code PMFAN for a discount. And on another note, I bet you can't eat an entire large sausage and bacon pizza and then within the same hour an entire pan of brownies and not get sick big time. Well, you can't. I tried it, and they had to take me to the hospital. And if you want to take a bet on that, BetDSI, the folks there, will give you a line on it. They're my sponsor. I hope you support them because they support me. Football season's here. How you doing? Are you winning much? If not, there's a way to double your money. It's guaranteed. BetDSI is making it possible this season if you register with the promo code PAUL100. PAUL100. You know, help you get started, get some extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is going to double your money on your first deposit, right? Deposit to start winning. You get up to $2,500 free. Do you know how many large cheese, bacon, and sausage pizzas you can buy? More than you probably should. That's double your money right away from the get-go when you use the promo code PAUL100. That's PAUL100, okay? BetDSI will give you a line on anything, politics, global sports, NFL, NCAA football, okay? BetDSI has been online for 20 years, great reputation. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI. Use the promo code PAUL100, okay? And you double your money. You double your bankroll right away. That's promo code PAUL100. Get in on the action and get paid. All right? My guest, Gary Busey. Unbelievable interview. It was the most fun and at times bizarre, and it was like a roller coaster ride. That's all I can say. Enjoy it, because, man, there ain't anything like this guy, I'll tell you that.
My guest, Oscar-nominated actor, you know him from the Buddy Holly story, Lethal Weapon, Predator 2, Point Break, Under Siege, great, great actor, and he's got a book out called Buseyisms, Gary Busey's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you on.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be on.
You're in New York City? I am in New York City. Yes, I am. And I
just came back from there.
Oh, yeah? I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the book, and I think that it's really interesting. You've got an interesting career, obviously, and you started in music in something called the Rubber Band, right? And you appeared on several Leon Russell records. Is it fair to say sort of music maybe is your first love or something that you just were passionate about and acting came along later?
It's in the book. Every story and every sequence from one story to the next is in the book. What you said is a blueprint of what is in the book, but you read the book, you'll get it detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And the story about me and Leon Russell is in there fully when I played drums with him, toured with him, lived with him. And the story about meeting Barbara Streisand, and she wanted to meet Leon Russell, who I was playing drums with at the time. I got her in my van and took her out and introduced her to Leon. Leon's wife at that time, her name's Mary. Mary and Barbara did a duet of a song called This Masquerade, one of Leon's. So beautiful. It's in the book. And you read it, you have fun, you laugh, you go, oh my God, how did he get through that? And how did he do that goes with what you're going through, the reader. Whatever it is in your life, you read what I went through, you'll be able to do it yourself easy. It's a great book of inspiration. It's a great book of motivation. It's a great book of fun. It's a great book of surprises. It's a great book of God. I never thought of that. It's an aspect of surprise. And surprise is great. Don't you love surprise?
Oh, yeah.
What's your best surprise in your life?
My best surprise in my life was when I was working as a lawyer on Wall Street. I wrote some jokes. I met Jay Leno at a private function. I gave him my jokes. I said, if you want these, you can have them and use them on The Tonight Show. And 2 days later, he called me and hired me to send jokes in as a writer for The Tonight Show monologue.
Congratulations.
And not only that, when he called me, you know, he's got that really unique way of talking. And I thought it was my friend, like, playing a joke, because I told my friend I met Jay Leno, and I thought it was my friend David. So I go, yeah, really funny, David. You don't even sound like Jay Leno. And then he goes, no, it's really Jay Leno. And then I actually said to Jay Leno, you do a lousy Jay Leno. And he just started laughing his ass off.
That's great. Nothing like laughter to clear the day.
Yeah. You know what? I think surprises come, though, when people take chances. I mean, I think that if you put yourself out there, you get rewarded with something back that maybe you didn't expect. Do you feel that that's sort of an experience that you've had in your life?
Well, no. I don't take chances. I make challenges.
You take chances? You seem like you do your whole career, no?
Look, anything I've done is taken a chance.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Right. You know, you've been 50 years in Hollywood. You had a near-fatal motorcycle accident, a drug overdose, 2 divorces, a cancer in the, as you say, the middle of your face. Is life where you thought it would be at this point in your life when you were 19 and 20 and starting out? You have
I had no idea what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
You know, I brought a band, rock and roll band, 4 pieces out to California from Oklahoma State University. And then I met a man named James Best, taught me camera technique and film awareness. 3 years before I went into the business, my first show was High Chaparral, TV Western. I've done over 160 projects, and this is my 49th year.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to stop. Unless I stop it, and I don't plan to.
And what was it about acting that you thought, well, I should at least take some basic course like you did? Did you have an idea that you wanted to act, or was it just something that you thought artistically, or was something to just fun to take a class?
Okay, it's not anything. What I was doing was I wanted to sound like the guys on the TV shows I watched. I'm in sixth grade, and I started reading a comic strip called Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually just used my voice to say the line that was in the bubble above Charlie, Lucy, Lennius, whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded so real that it became a natural feeling for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to act. Just say the words and listen. Seeing is the absence of acting. It's believing in the truth of the moment. You're creating it the instant your heart says it's true.
When you say Buseyisms, describe for people what you mean by that.
Usually, I take a word, and then I take the letters to spell the word and create a definition for it, and that's its new identity, its new meaning. Mm-hmm. Like the word simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, stands for see it manifesting precious loving energy.
That's great. Do you believe in manifestation? I worked with a coach who encouraged me to manifest. You know, I was at a place where I was sort of feeling frustrated about where I wanted to be in my career. And one of the things that she advised me to do was to, you know, in your mind's eye, see yourself where you want to be. See yourself on that TV set acting or whatever it might be, or, you know, on that stage accepting an award. And that will help you get there. Do you believe in the power of that or anything like that?
Believe in the power you hold in the truth of yourself. That's it. You start with you, you end with you, but you never end because life is forever. And death, D-E-A-T-H, that's the business for that is don't expect a tragedy here. You don't die. Stay alive. Life is forever. It's living in forever eternity, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. How did you not, with sort of, you know, the obstacles that you faced, and, you know, you're such a great actor as well, but how did you not, or maybe you did, get sort of demoralized and want to, you know, give up? I mean, you know, you went through so much on some, and, you know, whether it's an accident or a cancer or, you know, divorce or whatever it is, how do you stay positive? Do you stay positive? How do you
grab it all the way? My grandmother was a half-blood Delaware Indian. My father was a quarter Indian. He was a CB in World War II. I got a great upbringing from him and played football like it's never been played before. Because my dad was a high school All-American and went to Arkansas with a scholarship. The war broke out 1941, 7th of December. He became in the Navy a CB. And it's a wonderful thing to go through life and understand everything you're going through is put there for you to go through it. So you get through it. And you say, that was easy, and you go on to the next step. Each step gets higher and bigger and warmer and more light. You just have to go through with a positive attitude about what you're going through. Don't doubt yourself. Don't get angry at yourself. Don't get frustrated with yourself. Don't think of yourself as a victim, and don't think of yourself as a loser. You get that out of the way, it's a pretty good car ride, no matter where you're going.
Well, how do you do that, in especially in Hollywood, where, you know, you're defined by, you know, and I don't mean you literally, but just in the third person, a person's defined by their credits or their awards or what they've achieved or how big their celebrity is. How do you stay grounded with that kind of philosophy?
I don't take anything about that Hollywood stuff serious. That's why. Mm-hmm. I stay out of that way. I go to parties and Hollywood events and premieres. Yay, that's great. Being in the ritual traditionalistic behavior of Hollywood with how your hair is, your jewelry, your makeup, the red carpet, all that stuff's superficial. Doesn't really matter because we're all the same.
Mm.
Every one of us alive on this planet are the same.
Yeah.
The art department does that in Hollywood to manifest stars, to create people who the public want to spend money to go see their movies.
Yeah, when you went to Hollywood as a young guy, and, you know, you were in this band Carp, I believe,
the Rubber Band.
Yeah, were you trying to break into the rock scene there? Like, what was the music business like to you compared to the acting business? Was it very, very difficult? Was it just something that just seemed unattainable, or like what was your experience like in trying to break through in that scene?
It was easy. Nothing is difficult for me. Because I know the outlook is good. I have faith that the reward will be victorious, not only for me, but everybody around us. Because we're giving with love to others. Don't have doubt in your mind about you. Don't have fear in your mind about you. Don't have frustration. Don't have depression. Don't have stress in your mind about you. Because those things I just mentioned will stop your movement forward. You may not think so. You may not feel like it's true, but it is. It's called the invisible anchor on your boat of life.
Do you think people can sense that in a person if they're depressed or don't have faith in themselves or don't believe in themselves?
It depends on their ability to have awareness level gatherings, because each gathering you have is a different awareness involved in it. You have to be open to hear that, feel that, and understand that in behalf and the grace of who you're with. Not you, but who you're with. Consider the people you're with. Consider their feelings first. Then your feelings will match that because it's pure truth.
Mm. You're filled with wisdom and you have a real sense of, pureness about yourself and what you are and who you are, which is really, really impressive. I mean, is faith a big part of your life, religion, and how so?
That's your last question. That's because I lived it, learned it, and accepted it, and wrote about it, and it's an incredible story. It's really good.
Yeah.
The stories are in there about what I've been through, and it's going to be fun to get the book and read it because you out there listening to my voice, when you're reading the book, it'll be like I'm talking to you personally right now. And then there's an audio book where you get the CDs, slap it in your CD in your car, or download it, and I'll be right there in the car talking to you. You won't see me, but I'm there.
Right. So I know you just said, sort of be aware of other people and other people's feelings when you deal with them. You've said a couple of times, don't doubt yourself, believe in yourself.
Yeah,
do you think that people vibe? In other words, if I come into a room and I'm talking to you, anybody, whoever, you in the third person, if I have doubts about myself, do you think that people pick up on that subconsciously when they talk to people? Do you think people vibe that at all?
No. A party situation and a greeting with people, there's none of that going on in your mind. You're just fitting in and being accepted and want to say things to ingratiate yourself to others. Be kind and be friendly, and it's called networking in show business, where you're with a group of people, you're being very nice to everyone because you're in the same tribe they are.
Right.
Entertaining.
And there's a sense of adventure for you, it sounds like, even now. What's next for you, beyond the book? I know you're continuing to act. What is there anything that you haven't done that you want to do right now in your career or your life?
No, I've done everything that way. I've been a musician all my life, and now I'm playing with my godson. His name is Teddy Jack Bridges. He's the son of Leon Russell, piano player I played drums with, toured with, and lived with.
Mm-hmm.
My name that I used playing drums with Leon was Teddy Jack Eddie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Leon named Teddy Jack Bridges. He's my godson. I'm doing music with him. We're writing, we're producing, we're getting things done. We have two songs called Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly, Fall Back in Love Again by me. They're coming out in November, like November 7th. And you can go to Pledge Music on your computer and order an advanced copy.
That's
great. Not Fade Away. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. You're going to give love to me. Buddy Holly.
There you go. Oh, God, it's great. Well, listen, I really appreciate you being on, and
the book Parker, is... That's great.
Buseyism's Gary Busey's Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Pick it up. It's available everywhere, Amazon and all that good stuff, and keep up the great work and keep up your positive energy, man. I think it's I think we need more of that in this world,
Well, you're motivating me and inspiring me, and I would like to request that you mentioned every 12 minutes. Go ahead and get the book. Gary Busey is the basic instructions leaving it.
You got it, man.
Hey, thank you. All right,
thanks for being on, man. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. That was Gary Busey and all of the voices in his head. All right, I hope you can check out my one-man show, Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio. Go to telecharge.com for tickets. Use the promo code PMFAN, and you get half off the tickets. And it's running unlimited run. And you go to the Actors Temple Theater in New York City, right there in Times Square. If you're in town, near town, live near town, planning to move here, moving here, come see it. All right, guys and gals and women and men, please keep checking out the podcast. Tell your friends about it. And we'll see you next week.